Around the country, calls are going up to defund the police. But while the slogan is brash, the policy changes behind it are often more subtle. Rather than abandoning public safety, advocates say cities should spend less on police and more on programs to improve lives and reduce crime. Columbus spends more than a third of its nearly $1 billion operating budget on police. At protest after protest in Columbus, demonstrators waved signs: abolish the police, defund the police. Ohio State history professor Hassan Kwame Jeffries says those may be strong words, but it's a conversation that shouldn't be ignored.
When we think about defund the police, for people who may be uncomfortable with the language, with the terminology, we have a responsibility as citizens to constantly look at how we prioritize the limited resources, financial resources that we have.
The city spends nearly $360 million a year on police. That's 37% of the city's operating budget. Jeffries argues part of the explanation for that is a kind of mission creep, where police have taken on a larger and larger role in public life.
We've been asking them to be social workers. We've been asking them to be in schools. We've asked them to serve as addiction specialists. And those things, they are neither trained for nor equipped to do.
The city's police spending dwarfs many other divisions. The entire city health department, for instance, is about one-tenth its size, both in terms of staff and dollars. Even individual line items within the police budget outstrip spending on some of the efforts local leaders routinely cite as top priorities. Take police vehicles. The city spends about $9 million a year just on maintenance and gas. That's $1.5 million more than it spends on affordable housing. City Council member Mitchell Brown is a former public safety commissioner, and he heads up the Public Safety Committee on Council. He says there's a good reason for those transportation costs.
The city of Columbus is approximately 220-something square miles, and we have the responsibility, or the police division does, to cover those 220 square miles with response times that are acceptable to the community.
Columbus has a stubbornly high infant mortality rate, particularly for Black mothers. Local officials established the program Celebrate One to lower it. Columbus spends $1.3 million on those efforts. The city spends almost 3.5 times that much on police uniforms. Columbus Urban League director Stephanie Hightower sits on the Celebrate One board, and the comparison surprised her.
Oh yeah, they could take some of that money from the uniforms and put it to Celebrate One. Absolutely.
Professor Jeffries is a bit blunter.
That makes me think that our police look good, and we have kids who are dying. Simple as that. What's more important?
Councilmember Brown acknowledges the difference, but argues any number of potentially unsettling comparisons could be made.
That doesn't necessarily mean that the other area is less important. It merely means that we have to stay focused on both, and how do we make that happen for our community?
Brown contends you don't contribute to public safety by cutting the police budget. Hightower stops short of joining calls to defund the police. She says reforming a, quote, failed institution like the police is typically a waste of time, but she has some hope for the reform measures working their way through Congress. Still, she says city spending should be rebalanced.
Could there be other places like Celebrate One, like affordable housing, like public health, that where some of that money can be reallocated? Absolutely. At the end of the day, though, I think we also have to make sure that our city streets and neighborhoods and our businesses and our homes are protected. And that's the bottom line for me.
The mayor and city council will have their work cut out for them. Striking the right balance could prove difficult, with the twin challenges of increased public scrutiny and COVID-19 cutting into local revenue, forcing difficult spending decisions across the board. Nick Evans, WOSU News.